12 minutes after 7 o'clock, we are dockside along the Black River. Very happy to be here. It is the eve of the Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac Race, and I think for the race chairman, it's got to feel kind of like being a kid on Christmas Eve. Gary Shoemaker joins us right now, the chairman of the 2018 Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac Race. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you.
Are you ready for a big race tomorrow?
We are ready for a big race tomorrow. Registration started on Wednesday. It's going to complete today. We've got 200 boats, 2,000 sailors, 17 classes, two courses. We've got a lot to do in the next couple of days.
Well, you do have a lot to do. How do you coordinate all this? I mean, it's a monumental effort, isn't it?
It is a monumental effort, and we have 167 volunteers that help us run the race. And then my chief administrator, Melissa Wenzler, she is everywhere. There must be four or five of her, I'm certain. And without her, we couldn't run it for sure.
You had a long-standing relationship, and by you, I mean you personally, with Port Huron and with the Port Huron to Mackinac race, haven't you?
Well, that's right. I've sailed in 24 races myself. I won more to become an old goat. I sailed the first race when I was 16 in 1972, and have sailed all the different courses. It's really quite an amazing event. It's really our all-star game, mid-season all-star game. And I don't think there's anything like it.
So you are one race away from old goat status. Being the race chairman, are you also going to be racing, or is that just too much to take on?
No, I don't believe that I can do a good job as chairman and compete this year. So I decided to take last year and this year off and just really focus on the race because the race is so special. I want it to come off perfect, and I don't want there to be any glitches. And we can usually fix just about anything on the fly if we have the right people in place.
You can control an awful lot of things around this race. The one thing you can't control is the weather. And right now, it's not looking like you're going to find much wind out there on,
well, and
on
that's
Lake
the
Huron.
Big story for this year, I believe, because last year we had 35 knots out of the east, and we had a new elapsed time record. In fact, last year, we don't keep records on this, but I think we had a record finish for the pickle boat. The last boat was in at 10:30 a.m. on Monday, which is unheard of. This year, until they get to Alpena, it's going to be slow going. Get across that 45th parallel is going to be a challenge.
Yeah, absolutely, no doubt about it. Talking with Gary Shoemaker, he is the chairman of the Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac race. There is not always an honorary chairman for this race, but this year there is. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Jerome Adams is an icon of Bayview Yacht Club. He's more well known than any Commodore, than any member. He has been an employee of the club for 50 years, and he's really special to the Mackinac race because he always came to the island. He was always there to handle anything that came up, and he was always the face of the VIP tent at the awards party. In fact, we have this great 3-foot by 2-foot photo of him that we're putting on an easel right at the entrance of the VIP tent at the awards party on Tuesday, so everybody can have their picture with him. And I just thought it was the right thing to do to have Jerome Adams as the honorary chair of the race.
Yeah, absolutely. He's missed by so many, and his presence will be felt this weekend, won't it?
Yes, it certainly will. And I mean, there have been years when people have named their boat Jerome. in the race, I was talking with a member of just the other day. He said, "Remember that year we named our boat Jerome?" I said, "I remember that." Yeah, he's well known.
Absolutely, all throughout the Great Lakes, all throughout sailing. Any changes to the race this year from last or from previous years?
Well, the big changes are that there are no changes. We've really we have a 9-member Mackinac Race Authority, and we've been charged with creating a world-class race or ensuring that this is a world-class race. And one of the big things that world-class races don't do is change much. So our handicap system, we've continued to refine it. We feel that it makes a level playing field for both the amateur and the professional sailor. We have the same courses that we've had. We have similar class splits. We really feel that if we can give the competitors a consistent product, that they're going to learn how to excel within that framework.
Well, and you probably see that happen. You probably see sailors that year in and year out show improvement doing this for many years in a row.
Yeah, that's right. And we really had a lot of new new blood in the race this year. And, you know, some people, it was an odd year. We had a late spring and some people couldn't get their boats ready. So we had some notable people not be able to come back this year. But we had more new boats this year, I think, than we haven't had in many years. And that's because I think we're enhancing this product that we have, and it's attracting new people.
Well, it is a great race. It is one that is known, I think, worldwide in the sailing community, because this is the largest race of its kind in freshwater, isn't it?
Well, actually, it's the second largest fleet for a distance race in North America. In Chicago Yacht Club, only with more boats entered. We're larger than the Bermuda race, than the Ensenada race, than the Cabo San Lucas race, the Transpac, the Victoria Maui, the Marion Bermuda. We're bigger than them all. And this is really something to be protected and something we want to take really good care of, because in 6 years, when it's the 100th year, we want to make sure we're attracting people from around the world to come.
What amazes me, Gary, is that not only is this the 94th year of the Port Huron to Mackinac race, but it is the 94th consecutive race. If you think about all the things that have happened in the world in the last 94 years, there's never been a year without a Port Huron to Mackinac race in 94 years.
And isn't that something? I mean, you go back to 1925 when they sailed the first race, and boats weren't what they are today. And you may remember the Bernita, which was the boat to win the first Mackinac in 1925. It was found by the De Klerk brothers, and they rehabbed it and sailed it in the race a few years ago, and it was dwarfed by the fleet that we have now. And I think that it's just a testament to Bayview Yacht Club that this thing has held on. No other race has been consecutive as long as we have, even Chicago.
It is incredible. And by the way, I hear a lot of sailors say that although there may be more boats in the Chicago to Mackinac race, they like this one better. It's a little more intriguing, a little different than the Chicago to Mackinac race, and they just like the course from Port Huron to Mackinac Island.
Yeah, and that's a great point. In fact, if you look at it, we have two courses. One course is like Chicago Mac. You go up the coastline. But then we have another course where you go across the lake and round the buoy that we put in off of Cove Island near Tobermory, and then the fleet has to come usually beating into the wind due west. So we not only have what Chicago has, we have something special in addition to that.
And I'll tell you what, Chicago's a great city. I love visiting Chicago, but they don't throw a party for their race like we do here, do they?
Well, we like to say that we throw a party for 3,000 of our closest friends. And I mean, just the party itself, if you look at the logistics of it, it's not at our club. It's on the grounds of the Grand Hotel. We bring in a semi-tractor trailer that turns into a stage. We have the same band every year that are phenomenal. Costume changes. We have Bell's Beer pods all around. It must be 3 or 4 acres that are inside the fenced-in area. We sell hot dogs and sausages, and it is really something to behold, and it almost always is sunshine on that party, and it goes so quickly. It's only 3 hours long, but it is something to behold, for sure.
It is like Christmas morning, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Fun stuff. Hey, Gary, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much. I know you got a really busy schedule over these next few days, but here's hoping everything goes well. I know it will, and we'll see you up on Mackinac Island.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it, and I'll stop in, and we'll chat on the island.
I love that. That'd be great. Thanks, Gary. Take care.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.